has joined.
Gabriella
has joined. Has joined.
Shavuot Tov.
I take it you're the first one.
We have, there's more than, yeah, a couple of us for sure.
Okay. We'll start momentarily. Please join me in saying the Ana Bekoa. Ana Bekoa.
Randala.
Gedula Chimin.
Has joined.
Tati. Serura. Alphet Gimel Yutap Sadi. Kabel Rina. Amcha sag bendu, acharenu, nora. Ufrei shayim sintet nun. Na gibor, dorshe yehuta, kevavat shamre. Nun gimel dalet yutav shin. Barchem tacharem, rachamei sitkatcha, tamid gamlem. Betet reish, saditach gimel. Chasin kadosh, berov tucha, nael adatach. Bet kufet, tet nunayan. Yachid ge'e lamcha b'nei zogre kidushata. Yud gimel lamed te'zayin ku. Shavateinu kabel u'shma tziyachateinu yodea talumo shinkufav tzadiyuta. And the eighth verse, we brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohewahe, Adonai Yohewahe, El Rahum Bechanun. Erech apayim, berav chesed ve'emet, No tzeched la'alafim, no se'awon wa'fesha, v'chata'av v'nakei. We will now connect to the energy of certainty. Which is a verse from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar. It comes from Parasha Yitro, it's Pasuk. We'll start with the L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud kutsha b'richu ishkin pei b'dhilu urchimu dhilu dhilu urchimu le'achda l'shem yudhei b'vavhei v'yehuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael limud Torah mitzvah lasok Torah mitzvah Vayhino amadonai Eloheinu aleinu maaseh yadeinu kananeh aleinu maaseh yadeinu kananehu. Rabbi Abba Amar Bekamatar Tane Nan Bekucha Berichu Koma David Leila Witata Kola Yihu Kishot Biovada Yikshot Beleid Lach Mila Bialma Divaye Barnash Vedach Yaleya Mineyahu anhaga, deyakalana, dehakuru ovada, tikshot inun, wikolai stirik, bi alma. The energy of the year 5781, the year that is coming up, is redemption, provided we are ready for that redemption. When we study the verse from Isaiah, chapter 66, verse 21, we are building the vessel, our vessels, to be able to receive the redemption. Be able to bring the redemption. Wegam mehem eka lakohanim la levim amar Hashem. And of them also will I take for the priests and for the Levites, says Hashem. The energy of the year 5774 is peace in the Middle East. We study one verse from the Tanakh, it's 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10, that connects to this energy. Wethamti makom le'ami li'Yisrael, untati v'shakam, tatav v'lo yirgaz, od v'lo yosifu, v'ne avla la'anoto, ka'asher barishona. We will now connect to the Ma meditation. Yud, Yud, Hey, Yud, Hey, Wav, Yud, Hey, Wav, Hey, Yud, Yud, Hey, hey, wav. Yud, hey, wav, hey, yud. Yud, hey. Yud, hey, wav. Yud, hey, wav, hey, yud. Yud, hey. Yud, hey, wav. Yud, hey, wav, hey, yud. Yud, hey. Yud, hey, wav. Yud, hey, wav, hey. Shabbat, which ended at sundown, or Tulsi Shabbat, we are in now. But the meditation that we utilize during the month of Elul, on the second day of Elul, which was the Shabbat, or is the Shabbat that just passed, is there one person that you love dearly, but have not had time to show your appreciation of having them in your life? Find a way to show that appreciation today. Make a phone call. Send some flowers. Let them know you're thinking of them. Send a text that says, I'm thinking of you. Send an email that says, I love them. I love you to that person. Apologize for being out of touch. Is there an action that needs to be healed between you? That when healed through teshuvah, your love will grow to a greater level. Meditate on healing that action today, even if you just add it to your list of follow-ups to do today. In the parasha of Lech Lecha, Hashem tells Abraham to leave his land, his birthplace, and the home of his parents. Three descriptions of his present location. And then when it comes to the destination, he only tells him to go to a land without naming it or even hinting at where it is or how long it will take him to get there. Many of the commentators teach that this is a three-step process to leave our old patterns behind. Land is a metaphor for that old pattern. Birthplace is a metaphor for our original mental justification for this old pattern. And home of our parents is the metaphor for the deep-seated emotional reason why we do this pattern. Today, record one destructive pattern or habit that you want to leave behind. Try to identify the logical justification for doing that pattern. And also your emotional need for that pattern. List one step that you can take to help change this pattern. An additional meditation that's for the third of Elul, which is Motzi Shabbat on Sunday. The day we're in now. What is the one thing that you want to have happen in your life this coming year? Do you want a lover, a new job, a good friend, an improved relationship, a baby? Make a list of 3 to 5 things that you want from the year ahead. Today, using your imagination, zone in on visualizing the first item on that list happening. What does that happening look like? How do you feel? Is it wonderful? Does it make you happy? Does it give you a greater sense of serenity? Does it make you content? Do you feel fulfilled? Remember that feeling a few times today. Have the certainty that item will manifest in your life from the spiritual work that you are doing this month of Elul and this the month of Tishrei. Remember that feeling again. No matter what happens today, remember that feeling and use the knowledge that it will happen to protect against any down feelings during the day. Now, don't forget those other items on the list. Add them to the to-do list for tomorrow. Another understanding we are taught about the three locations that Abraham is told to leave are: one, your land is the influence of your society that is so deep that you are not even aware of how it influences you. And as an aside, what is the discussion going on in the United States recently? The discussion about racial injustice, it's discussion about racism. And it's an indication the society has aspects of racism, whether it's true or it's not true. It's part of your influence of your society. Another item from the three locations that Abraham was told to leave: your parents' home is another level of inherent attitudes that you have absorbed from your parents and from your teachers. You may be aware of these or not. And your number three, your birthplace, represents your innate selfishness and self-love. Select one significant event from the past week. Identify how each of these three places influenced your reactions and your decisions about the event. Record your answers for a later review. In the eighth verse of the Anabakoa, we say in a whisper, our handout tonight is available on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix in row one in the right-hand column, because our class tonight is a Zohar class. It's for the parasha of Ki Tetzé. And the landing page opens up with all of the parashas. Scroll down into the book of Devarim, and you'll find the parasha of Ki Tetzé. Click on the link. When the landing page of all of the sections of Ki Tetzé opens, scroll down to section 16, as that is where we will start. You may want to open up 17 as well, because hopefully we'll be able to have time to finish 17. We'll start with the L'shem Yehud, as we will start with Pasuk 72 in section 16. L'shem Yehud kudsha barichu ishkinte bitkilu urkimu utkilu utkilu urkimu. Liata Lashem Yud He Bavate, the Yehuda Shalim Bashem Kol Yisrael, Limud Torah Mitzvah, La Sok Torah Mitzvah, Vahino Amadunaya Lohinu Alena Maseya Denukunane Alena Maseya Denukunanehu. Umram Tola Vada Bidach Beid Marba Aleve Nachat Shiva Enaim Leha Avra Kalifin Diego Zadeha Kama Roim Parsna Seda Ra It can show all high of the Isela, Tilach Leapaka, Miami Taman, the Kaladila, Mayan Hakma, the High Sela Dimbia, Tila Bioraita, the Razim Satimin. Late, so the Allah Itmar, the Hachachma, Me'ayin Timate. The translation. Rise, faithful shepherd, take this stone, which is Malchut, in your hand, of which it says, upon one stone are seven facets. In order to break the shells, the klipot of the nut. For many shepherds, leaders of the generation, were gathered by that stone, which is your rock, to bring water out of it, since your bride, Malchut, is the fount of Chokmah. In this river that is flowing with Torah, in infinite hidden secrets, it says of it, but where shall wisdom be found? My commentary. The purpose of wisdom is to be revealed in Malchut. Water is Torah. Thus Torah is the wisdom that Moshe is revealing in Malchut, the physical world. Pasuk 73. We call to Kadil Hon Liabara Kalifa Ilela Vikad Matan. Lakli fa tinyana tehi takifa ihi kashalom umahan ba koyomehon ubalishanehon tehi nun takifin kipatishin vilait lon rishu liapakamina. Maya ela ilain tipin, tenafkin al yada, bezim na de itmarva. Wayach et hasela, pamatehu pamaim, uvim vim haa tinyana, nafkeilen. Tipin v'ilein inun remizin, dehachma remizin, dekabala deinun, v'chagiga ushar matnitin, v'chai even late man deapik, mina hachma dei milgav delate la. So, Arnant to eat marbach halaka le Moshe misinai. The translation. Their whole power is effective in removing the outer shell. When they reach the second shell, which is strong, they find it difficult and strike it all their lives with their tongues that are as strong as hammers. But they have no permission to bring water out of it, except for those drops that came out through you, when it said of it, and with his rod he smote the rock twice. At the second smiting, these drops came out. They are the illusions of wisdom and the illusions of the wisdom of Kabbalah, which are in Tractate Hagiga and other Mishneot. No one can bring forth from this stone wisdom that is inside it, which is infinite, except you, of whom it says, Halacha given to Moses on Sinai. My commentary. This pasuk is clear as written, with Rabbi Ashlag's comments. Did you ask why the Zohar does not come out at the second level? Pasuk 74. Petach raya mehemana oi amar sava sava itsela veitsela iteven veiteven iteven dishma di Hashem alai itmar oi avna di machat litzalma awat Latour Rav Eat Evan, the Ehi Evan. Maski Teleat, Teleat Taman Naviu, the Maya, the Hakbata, Willa Dibur. The translation. The faithful shepherd opened and said, Old man, there is a rock, and there is a rock. There is a stone, and there is a stone. There is a stone of the name of Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, which rises to Yud of Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, and becomes a crown over Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh of Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh. It says of it, and the stone that smote the image became a great mountain. Since Yud of Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh is the secret of a great mountain, and there is a stone that is a figured stone, of which it says, Nor shall you install a figured stone in your land to bow down upon it, where there is neither flow of the waters of Hakma nor speech. My commentary. There is a rock, and there is a rock. This is the two hays of the name Hashem. There is a stone, and there is a stone. This is the two hays of Echie. This is my opinion. What's yours? Pasuk 75. Ela even behi sela demoshe ala itmar v'dibartem el hasela le'enehem v'natan me'mav. Tehi bat kol vila, talya baela, tibur ufi yusta, aval shivcha sela hara, teit kiriyat, mishna nukba di eved na'ar, ala itmar bidbarim, lo yiwaser avedela temachan umtavarin minakama pesakot velachtin alone veit kerun lekutot vealdim lakepelon it keriu lekutot La Naviu, the Hachma, the Kabbalah. But if the stone which is Moses' rock, it says, and speak to the rock before their eyes, and it shall give forth its water. For this rock is a divine echo, namely Malchut of Atzilut, and only speech and reconciliation applies to it. But of the handmaid of Malchut of Atzilut, that is another rock called Mishnah, which is the female of the serving lad, Memtet. It says, a servant will not be corrected by words, but it is smitten and several decrees are broken of it, namely explanations, and are gathered, which are called compilations. They are called compilations because they are gathered without a fount of wisdom, or Kabbalah. My commentary. This verse is a clarification of the hierarchy between the Kabbalah and the Mishnah. The important phrase in this pasuk is divine echo. The physical world has a rock, which is a branch of the root Malchut of Atzilut, According to the Ari, that physical rock is Lake Kinneret. Pasuk 76. Aval sela dili v'ihi birata demalka begina ismar v'dibartem el hasela le'enehem v'natan memav v'dibur ufius kibrata demalka ugin demachena Balakena Allah, Beit Gazar Alana Mota Deman, Dim Sarev Lematronita, Hayav Mita, Koshekain Mandamaha, Divrateya, Timalka Uginda, Beit Gazar Alai. Delai uliara Israel viana kavur biara nukra aveit abirat mimi veit bar vayered elav ashevet v'hayshevet ihu chad mishvetaya Lidiana Atilinachta Taman Lemechewe im Israel Begaluta Wikola Itramiz Uva Atar Ochara Ukmuha Mare Matnitin. The translation. But my rock is the king's daughter, namely Malchut de Vatzilut, about which it says, and speak to the rock before their eyes, and it shall give forth its water, namely with words and reconciliation, as befitting a king's daughter. But since I smote her, I was smitten because of her, and we were sentenced to death. For whoever refuses the queen is punishable by death. And all the more so, whoever smites the king's daughter. Because of that I was punished not to enter the land of Israel. And the land of Israel corresponds to the king's daughter. But instead I am buried in a strange land, the Malchut being the land of Israel. And she is angry with me. And it says, he went down to him with a staff, which is the same word as tribe. This is one of my tribes, because I will descend there to be with Israel in exile. Everything is alluded to and explained in another place by the sages of the Mishnah. My commentary is to read in the Talmud for the other explanation. That is the end of section 16. Does anyone have any questions? I will give you a hint. Moshe.
Could you repeat that?
Say again?
Could you repeat what you just said?
I said Moshe.
Are we studying out the Mishkan and the Talmud, or is this out of Kabbalah?
Please repeat your question. You broke up.
What is this out of Mishkan or the Talmud? The study.
There is wisdom in the Talmud. There's lots of Kabbalah in the Talmud. Generally speaking, people who start to study the Zohar in this lifetime without any background in Talmud, you studied the Talmud in many of your previous lives. He didn't just jump into the Zohar.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of esoteric wisdom in this section of the Zohar.
All right.
And all of it comes from our lack of understanding of Moshe.
Well, Moshe,
Say again, I interrupted you. Go ahead.
So Moshe in the upper world, he's Da'at, right? So
he has reached Da'at. But he started at Netzach. And in order to get to Da'at, he had to go through everything that is above Netzach. Tiferet, Devorah, Chesed. And then he reached Da'at.
Mm-hmm.
Da'at is outside of this world.
Right. So to penetrate the rock or the stone, we have to elevate our spiritual learning to receive to open up the stone for the wisdom, which would be through Moshe and his spiritual climb. So we are to do that type of spiritual elevation to receive the secrets within that stone. I'm trying to consolidate everything you said in my mind, and I'm not getting there yet.
Well, try not to consolidate.
Okay.
Try to unify.
Okay.
There's a difference between the two. But let's go on to section 17, unless somebody else would like to ask a question. Always remember, if you have no questions, you're saying that you know everything in the world because nothing else needs to be revealed.
Well, absolutely, that is a true statement. But what direction do we need to go in to ask a question in this teaching?
To ask a question, one thing, first off, this is a public area, public. So you have to overcome your fear of being judged by others so that when you ask a question, you're willing to risk others knowing more about you even than you have found out about yourself yet. Because all these other people that are listening to you are your mirrors. And it's easier for the mirror to know what's going on than the person looking in the mirror. But that's why they're there. They're there to help you see yourself.
Okay. Let me ask the people that are on the call in my reflection of what I've asked, do they have any insight to help me ask a question?
Always start with the code words and defining the words. Was there any word in what I read and it was not clear? Didn't understand. Start with that as your beginning.
I guess, yes. I think probably where the shell, the outer shell, and then two shells. And then one shell gave the second the second, when Moshe struck the rock, rock came out, which was, I think, the second shell of the stone, which is wisdom.
First
wisdom.
Off, stone is a code word.
Okay.
The code word for stone means malchut.
Hmm.
What is malchut? It's manifestation. What is the second level of manifestation? You have four phases. What is the second phase? Second phase is Bina.
Right.
Second phase is the connection to the word I. In English, I. In Hebrew, it would be Ani or Anohi, depending. But I is the ego. The I is what separates you from Hashem. So what is the second step, the second shell of the stone? When you try and manifest because you have a desire that you want to accomplish it, as opposed to, or as another option, that you want to reveal the wisdom for others. I'm not giving you simple answers. I'm giving you answers that take contemplation. And contemplation is hard work. Contemplation is you have to look inside yourself. And it's hard to look inside yourself. Because usually we don't like what we see inside ourselves. Because we have all of these levels that we've absorbed from our society, from our family, from our life experiences that we haven't really resolved.
So this is a month of self-examination, basically.
Correct. That's one of the explanations of this section. It's one of the explanations of why Moses did not speak to the rock when he was told to speak to the rock, and why he needed to hit the rock twice, once to break the outer shell and once to break that second shell.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Go ahead.
So Moshe was doing his self-examination. He was actually looking within himself to correct his relationship with his past, his land, his family, his culture, so forth and so on, so that he could cleanse himself or let go of the ego, which I don't know if Moshe had much of an ego, honestly.
Well, the Torah tells us he's the most humble of men.
Right.
But does humble mean no ego?
I don't know. Never thought about it that way. I think we all have ego, no matter. That's just the makeup that we have, and that's why we have to work on ourselves to get rid of the ego, and I think he accomplished that, absolutely.
Relative to every other human being, he accomplished it.
Right.
Relative to Hashem, did he accomplish it?
No. I'm going to say a no.
Are we supposed to become Hashem?
We're supposed to be have the attributes of Him, of Hashem, yes, absolutely.
Think about it in terms of your mother or your father. Are you, if you emulate an attribute of your mother or your father, what's the difference between you and them in the context of just limiting it to the concept of that attribute? If you emulate it and you do exactly what they do, is there a difference between you and them?
No.
So when you emulate Hashem, if you actually reach the level that you're doing, your emulation is correct and complete, are you Hashem in that attribute?
Yeah.
And if you say yes, as you did, are you saying it from your ego, from your logic, from your emotions, and many other possibilities?
I think from the teaching is why I'm saying yes. I think without the teaching, I would have probably have a different answer, but I think with all the with your teachings and studies, I think that's why I'm saying yes.
It sounded like you weren't sure.
Sounded like I wasn't sure?
Yeah. So how would you have answered if you didn't have the teacher?
I guess I would have said that we as human beings, I don't think we could, without the teaching, I don't think that I thought we could reach that level of spirituality to reach the level of divine essence.
Well, we're just limiting it to one attribute. We're not talking about all of the attributes. There are 7 billion, 7.5 billion human beings, and each one is connected to a different attribute at a different level of the different attribute. But each human being has been given a task. And when they reach that task will be revealed as an attribute of Hashem. Because what you're doing is revealing the light of Hashem. No, it's absolutely clear in everybody's teachings that we cannot be Hashem, but we can emulate and reach Hashem in a certain attribute. But if we do that from the framework of the I, of the ego, we're not reaching the attribute. We're not reaching his level.
That's a different understanding. A better understanding.
Have I ever said to you that when you think you understand something, you really don't? There's another level, there's another stone to break.
Absolutely. Absolutely, there's many, yeah.
the ego who says, I understand.
Well, maybe we're using the wrong terminology. Maybe I'm using the wrong terminology and saying understanding. That's a different
There are three levels of the mind from the Kabbalah. There's the level of wisdom, which is Chokhmah. There's the level of Bina, which is understanding. And there's the level of Not, of Dat, which is knowledge. When you understand, it's intellectual. When you know, it's experiential. You're not using the wrong language. You're just not recognizing the full depth of the language.
Right, this is true. Okay.
If I were to ask you to give me alternative explanations for the word understanding, how many attributes could you apply to the Bina, to understanding? And remember, Bina is the world that is coming. And what is the difference between this world, our physical world, and the world that is coming? These are questions to contemplate. These are not questions to answer in this context.
Well, I think, and you know, wisdom, understanding, and knowledge. And maybe that's why I use understanding, because it's Bina. You know, we're taught that that's what the worlds are: wisdom, knowledge, wisdom, understanding, and knowledge. And maybe that's why I use the word understanding, because that's the terminology we use through these classes as well. And maybe that's why I keep reverting back to understanding.
That may very well be true. Does that mean it's a limitation? Is that an explanation or is that an excuse?
No, I don't feel like it's an excuse. I think it's a explanation as to why I use the word. I'm not trying to make excuses for my lack of knowledge by no means, but because I do have lots of lacks of knowledge in the spiritual world. No, I just think it's an explanation.
I would agree with you. It's an explanation. So what is the difference between understanding and knowledge? As a practical explanation, not as an intellectual explanation.
I treat knowledge as that it's something that you've gone through already, that you've had experience with already, that you've walked in that path.
Let's use the language of Kabbalah, and let me explain it to you why I'm asking this, or why I'm suggesting. There's the term surrounding light, and there's the term inner light. Understanding is surrounding light. It's outside of you. Knowledge is inner light. It's inside of you. It's part of who you are. It's not a question of how you would respond. It is the way you respond. And I truly appreciate this exercise that you and I have just gone through. And I'm sure the others who are listening appreciate it. Because this is the process that we have to go within ourselves. We have to go through to transform intellect into heart, brain into heart. This is what we have to go through to integrate whatever discussion point, whatever issue that we're dealing with, how we resolve it and become it. We emulate the attributes of Hashem in order to become that attribute. What's the goal? If you don't know the goal, you'll never reach it. We are out of time, and that's what's called Shavua Tov. But thank you very much, Malka. It's really been an excellent exercise and an excellent teaching for all.
Welcome. Thank you. Thank you for helping me self-examine myself.
Tomorrow being Sunday, we have three classes, but we're really going to do the first class continuing in where we are tonight, which is called Slichot, and I'll explain it momentarily. Well, but I need to explain the classes for tomorrow. The 10:30 class, the early class, will be preparation for Rosh Hashanah and for the Tishrei holidays. And the later class, which is the 6 o'clock, or the 3 o'clock class, will continue our advanced reincarnation studies. But I need to mention, Monday morning, and Tuesday morning, both mornings, I would like to be doing the Slichot ritual with you all, which will be at the 7 a.m. West Coast time. But this Monday and Tuesday, I found out I have a nuclear stress test. So I have to be out of here and not available at the time we would do that, the Slichot ritual. So I'm recommending that you all do it together and learn what it is by participating tonight. Starting Wednesday morning at 7 o'clock, we will have the Slichot ritual as a community. Does anybody have any questions before we start the Slichot ritual? Do you know where the Slichot ritual is? It is on the unique astrological time. And it's near the top of it. It's titled Slichot PDF. It said each morning from the second of Elul through Yom Kippur. The actual best time to say Slichot is immediately after midnight. But we usually don't do it so we do it later in the morning. If you'll open up the handout, the ritual. You're going to need Psalm 27, also from the Unique Astrological Times link. And you're also going to need the abridged Kaddish. We start with the Ashrei prayer, which is Psalm 145. Ashrei Yoshev Veitecha Od Yehaleluka Sela Ashrei Ha'am Shekakalo Ashrei Ha'am Sheadonai Yo Hei Wahei Adanu Yo Yo Ahei Dawanu Hei Yo Elohav Tehila L'David Haromim Cha Elohai HaMelech V'Yavarka Shimcha Le'olam Wa'ed V'Kol Yom Avarkecha Wa'ahalela Shimcha Le'olam Wa'ed Gadol Adonai Yohei Wahei Adanu Yo Yo Aheda Wanu Heyo Kula Meo Belig Dulato Ein Heker Dor Le Dor Yeshaba Masecha Ugurotecha Yagidu Hadar Kevot Odecha v'divrei nifliotecha Asicha v'ezuz norotecha Yomeru ugdulatcha saprena Zechaira tuvcha yabiyu V'tzidkatcha yiranenu Anun v'rachum Adonai Yo hei wahei Adanu yo Yo ahei dawanu hei yo Erech apayim ugdal chesed Tov Adonai yo hei wahei Adanu yo Yo ahei dawanu hei yo Lakol Rachamav al komasav Yoducha Adonai Yohe Wahe Adanu Yo Yoahe Dawanu Heyo Koma Asecha Bechasidecha Yivar Kuka Yivod Malchudcha Yomeru Uvuracha yedaberu, hodia livne hadam, uvurotav ukvod hadar malchuto, malchutcha malchut, kol olamim, umemshaltecha bekol dor vador, somech Adonai. Yo hei wahei Adanu yo Yo ahei dawanu hei yo L'kol hanoflim Zokef l'kol hakefufim Eine kol elecha yisaberu V'atanoten lachem Et achlam beito, loteach et yadecha. Open up your hands. Hey, Aleph Yud. This is the first letters of these three words. Lamech Aleph Lamed, the same gematria of Pe Aleph Yud, 91. Lamech Aleph Lamed is one of the 72 names of Hashem dealing with the level of sustenance. Tet Tav Kaf is the last letters of these three words. Tet Tav Kaf is one of the 72 names. Umas Bia Likol Chayratzon, and satisfy every living thing with its desire. The first letter of the last three words spells Rachel. Rachel is a chariot for Malchut. Tzadik Adonai Yoheh Waheh Adanu Yo Yo ahe da wanu heyo, v'kol dirakav v'chasid, v'kol ma'asav karov Adonai, yo he wahe adanu yo, yo ahe da wanu heyo, v'kol korav, v'kol asher yikra'u, v'emet. Page 6. Ritzon Yireav Yaseh, V'et Shavatam Yishma, V'yoshiyem Shomer Adonai Yoheh Waheh, Adanu Yo Yoheh Dawanu Heyo, Et Kol Ohavav, V'et Kol Harshayim, Yashmi Tehilat Adonai Yoheh Waheh Adanu Yo Yoheh Dawanu Heyo Yadaber Pi Divarech Kol Basar Shem Kadsho Leolam Waed Weanachnu Nivarech Ya Me'atav Yad Olam Hallelujah. Page 7, we don't say this because we are not a minion, but we say the abridged Kaddish, which is close. It's both paragraphs, both statements, both songs are praising Hashem. They're both in Aramaic. Yid gadal, yid kadash, me rabah. And we all say Amen. Bialma diva kirute viam lich malchute bechayechon viomechon uvechaye bekol beit Yisrael ba'agala uvizman kariv itbarach v'ishtabach v'itpa'ar v'itromam v'itase Vit hadar vitale vitalal shmeidu kucha leila min kol birkata vishirata tushbechata v'nechemata da'amiran bi'alma yeheshlama rabba min shamaya v'chaim aleinu v'al kol Yisrael. Bimru Amen. Ose shalom bimromav, uyase shalom aleinu. We all call Yisrael. Bimru Amen. Back to the Slichot ritual. Page 8. Lecha Adonai Yo, aheda wanu heyo, atsudaka, vilanu boshet, hapanin, manitonen, manomar, manidaberu, mantitnitstadak, nachpesaderakenu, venachkora, venashuva. Elecha ki yamincha, v'shuta lekabel shavim, lo b'chesed, v'lo b'masim, v'anu lefanecha, gedalim mukrashim, d'apaknu d'latecha, d'latecha d'apaknu rachum, Echanun Na'al tishivenu reka milfanecha Milfanecha Malkenu rekam al tishivenu Ki ata shomea tefila Black lanu avinu ki vero vaivaldeinu shaginu mechalanu malkenu ki rabu awoneinu.
That should be repeated.
Slichot Eloheinu Avotenu, Ech Nifta, Elifanecha, Darmetuchim, Ve'elufanim, Nishpoch Sichim, Galnu Nechivotecha, Asharim, Ve'hankochim, Davaknu Betoevot. Uvmasim zinuchim, alachnu achare masot, shavu maduchim, v'ikshinu orech, v'heaznu mitzachim, da'zamata, v'shelanu beit mishkenot, mivtachim, Haravu Fasreach Michochim. Page 10. Toradu Tultalu Kohanim Shuchim Yode Erech Olodus Vachim Kama Yisartanu Al Yedei Tzirim Mushluchim Lo Hikshavnu Lishmo Al Mochichim Me'az Yadata Anachnu Nidachim Necheragim V'nishchatim V'nitbachim Soradnu Metemeat Bein kotsim kisuchim, einenu kalot, velimitzoravachim, haor keyamcha, asher label shokachim, tefer vayereb lama matzlichim, kamim lemulach neatzot shokachim. Ritzutim b'ma'atem Bochim shoken ad kadosh Tefe belbon anuchim Temuchim alecha Uvchamut achim Benoraot yemincha Nivashea Linsachim ki arach page 11. Ki aracham echa harabim anu betuchim ve'altzit kotecha anu nishanim ve'lislichotecha anu mekavim ve'lishuatcha anu metzapim. Ata hu melech ohel tzedakot mikedem ma'avir avonot amo u'meisir chatot yereav koret berit l'rishonim u'mkayem shavua l'acharonim ata hu. Sheyarata va'anan kevodecha al har Sinai v'hereta har darkei tucha l'moshe avdecha v'yarchud hasadecha gilata lo de'ehodato ki ata el rachum v'chanun erech apayim v'rav chesed umar v'elecheitiv umarhiget kol ha'olam kulo b'midat harachamim v'kein katu. Page 12. Vayomer ani avir kol tuvi al panecha v'karati b'shem Adonai yohewahei adanu yo yohahedawanu heyo lifanecha v'chanoti et asher achon v'richamti et asher arachem. Please stand. El erecha paim ata uva'aha rachamim nikraita v'derech teshuvah horeita gedulat rachamecha v'chasadecha tizkor hayom u'v'chol yom v'zera yedidecha tefen eleinu v'rachamim ki atahu ba'al harachamim v'tachanunu v'tefila anecha mekadem kechodata le'anav mikedem mecharon apcha shu yemo betoracha tatu u'tzel paken afecha necheseh v'nitlonan k'yom v'yered Adonai Yohewahe Adanu Yo Yohahedawanu Heyo Be'anan Ta'avor Al-Pesha V'tim He'asham K'yom V'yit Yatzev Amosham. Page 13. Ba'azin Shavateinu V'takshi menu ma'amar k'yom v'yikra v'shem Adonai Yohewahe Adanu yo Yohahe Dawanu heyo v'shem ne'amar v'yavor wanu yo. Yo ahida wanu heyo. Apana vayikra. Adonayo hewahe adanu yo. Yo ahida wanu heyo. Adonayo hewahe adanu yo. Yo ahida wanu heyo. El Rahum Bechanun Erech Apayim Berav Chesed Be'ema Be'emet Noter Chesed La'alavtim Nose Awon Wafesha Be'pata V'nake V'salach Awon Enu We have just recited the 13 attributes that comes from Zeranpin. These 13 attributes are being utilized as cleansing mechanisms. You always blow the shofar upon completion of the 13 attributes during the month of Elul. But it's quite late at night, and if we were to blow the shofar, it would wake people up, and that's not fair to them. So please, listen closely. Listen for the shofar. As we start with page 14. Slach lanu avinu ki chatanu mechalanu malkenu ki pashanu ki ata adonai tov sala berav chesed bekol korecha slach na la'awon ha'am hazeh kegodel hazdecha Kasher Nasata Alam Ze Mi Mitraim Veadena Visham Neemar Vayomer Adonai Yo Hewahe Adanu Yo Yo Ahida Wanu Heyo Dalachti Kibarecha Tate Elohai Aztecha Ushma Pekach Enecha Ure Shomemotenu Vahir Asher Nikra Shimcha Alecha Kilo Altsikotenu Anachnu Mapilim Tachanu Neinu Lifanecha Ki arachamecha harabim Adonai Shema Adonai Slatzelacha Adonai Akshiva V'yaseral 15 Tachar lema'an ha'elohe Ki shimcha nikra Al ircha v'al amecha El tizkar lanu avonot rishonim Macher yikadmunu Rak amecha kidalonu meod Chatot eureinu Ufshainu al tizkor Kechazdecha Zechar lanu ata Leman tucha Adonai Yohe wahe Adanu yo Yohache dawanu heyo Zechor rachamecha Adonai yohe wahe Adanu yo Yo ahida wanu heyo wachasadecha ki me'olam heima zachreinu adonai. na yo he wa he a da nu yo yo a he da wa nu he yo. Birtson amecha, pakdeinu bishuatecha, zechor adatcha tanita kedem. Gal tashevet nachalatecha, partzion zeshakanta bo, zechor adonai yo he wa he. Adanu yo yo ahe dawanu heyo. Kibad Yerushalayim. Ahavatzion. Page 16. Al tishkach lanetzach. Zechor Adonai yo heywa he. Adanu yo yo ahe dawanu heyo. Livne Edom et Yom Yerushalayim. Aomrim Aru Aru Ad Hayesod Ba Ata Takum Terachim Tzion Ki Ed Lechenena Ki Vamoed Zechorai Avraham LeYitzchak U Yisrael avadecha, asher nishbata lachem ba. Vat daber elehem, arbe et zarachem. Yivod kekochvei hashamayim, v'kol haaretz, azot asher amarti. Etein v'zarachem v'nachalu le'olam. Zekor le'avadecha le'avraham le'yitzhak. U'yakov al tefen el kishi ha'am hazeh el risho el hatato. Al natashe aleinu chatat asher no'alnu v'asher chatanu. This should be repeated also. Page 17. Chatanu tureinu slach lanu yotzreinu. This line is also repeated. Zechor lanu berit avot kasher amarta zakarti et beriti Yaakov v'afet beriti Yitzhak v'afet beriti Avraham eskor v'haeretz eskor Zechor lanu berit rishonim asher amarta zakarti lachem berit rishonim asher hoteti otam eretz mitzrayim le'enei hagoyim lihiyod lachem le'elohim Ani Adonai asei imanu kema shehaftachtanu biachtam zot biotam be'eretz oyevehem lo maaskim velo gealtim lekalotam lehafer berititam Ki ani Adonai yo he wahe Adanu yo yo ahe dawanu he yo Elohehem rahimatze lanu bevakashatenu Kima shekatu. Page 18. Uvikashtem misham Et Adonai yo he wa he, Adanu yo yo ahe dawanu he yo, Elohecha umatzata, ki Hidrashenu b'kol livavcha u'b'chol nafshecha moled levavenu le'ahava et shemecha k'ma shekatuv u'mal Adonai yohe wahe adanu yo yohe dawanu heyo Elohecha et levavcha, v'et levav zarecha, le'ahava et Adonai. Yohe wahe adanu yo, yohe dawanu heyo. Elohecha b'kol levavcha, u'v'chol nafshecha, le'man hayecha. Zerok aleinu ma'im Bechorim v'tacharenu Yimashikatu Zarati aleichem Ma'im techorim Utchartem Mikol tumotechem U'mikol gilulechem Atacheretchem Mechei Peshainu Tav Ke'anan Yimashikatu Machiti Tav Peshaecha Bekanan Hatotecha Shuva Elai Ki Gealticha Page 19 Mechei peshainu lemancha kasher amarta Anochi anochi hu Moche peshaecha lemani v'chatotecha Lo eskor chalbein chatainu kasheleg V'katzemer kima shekatu Lekuna v'nivacha yomar Adonai yohe wahe adanu yo yohe dawanu heyo im yihiyu chatareichem kashanim kasheleg yalbinu im yadimu katola Katzemer yihiyu rachem aleinu v'al tishpitenu k'ma shekatuv ki el rachum Adonai Elohim Adonai adanu yo yohe wahe adanu yo yohe dawanu heyo Elohecha lo yirpecha ולא ישקיטך, ולא ישכח את ברית אבותך, אשר נשבע לכם, תבט נידחנו, כמה שכתוב, אם יהיה נידחך, בקצה השמיים, משם יקבצך, Adonai Yohe Wahe Adanu Yo Yohe Dawanu Heyo Elohecha Umisham Yikachecha Page 20 Hashem Shuvutenu Berachameinu Kimashikatu Vishav Adonai Yohe wahe adanu yo, yohe dawanu heyo. Elohecha et shuvutcha v'richamecha, v'shav kibetcha mikol ha'amim, asher chepitcha Adonai yohe wahe adanu yo, yohe dawanu heyo. Elohecha shama, tevienu el har kachecha, Samhainu bave tufilatecha yamashaka tu vihaviotim el harkachi vithimachtim bave tufilati olotehem vizivehem liratzon al mizbehi ki beiti beitufila yikare lekol hamim. At the bottom of page 20, we have the Shema Kolenu. Shema Kolenu Adonai Yohei Wahei Adanu Yo Yo Aheda Wanu Heyo Eloheinu Chus Berachem Malenu Lekabel Berachamim Uvratzon Et Tefilatenu. Page 21. Hoshiveinu Adonai Yohei Vahei Adanu Yo Yo Aheda Wanu Hei Yo Elecha V'nashuva Chadesh Yameinu Kekedem Al Tishlikenu Milfanecha Beruach Hashecha Al Tikach Mimenu Al Tishlikenu Leit Zikna Icholot Kochenu Al Tazvenu Al Tazvenu Adonai Yohei Wahei Adanu Yo Yo Acheda Wanu Hei Yo Eloheinu Al Tirhak Mimenu Asei Manu Ot Letova Vayiru Shoneinu Vyevoshu Ki Ata Adonai Yohei Wahei Adanu Yo Yo Aheda Wanu Hei Yo Azartanu Benichamtanu Amareinu Ha'azina Adonai Yohei Wahei Adanu Yo Yo Aheda Wanu Hei Yo Ina V'hagigenu Yihiyu Liratzon Imrefinu Behegyon Libenu Lifanecha Adonai Yohei Wahei Adanu Yo Yo Aheda Wanu Hei Yo Yo Aheda Wanu Hei Yo Tzureinu Begoalenu Kilecha Adonai Yohei Wahei Adanu Yo Yo Aheda Wanu Hei Yo Kochalnu Atatane Adonai Eloheinu. Page 22 is the Vidui, the confession. Ana Adonai Yohei Wahei Adanu Yo Yo Aheda Wanu Hei Yo Eloheinu Elohei Avoteinu Tavo Lifanecha Tefilatenu V'al Titalam Mitchinatenu She'enanu Azefanim Ukshe'oref La'omar Lifanecha Adonai Yohei Wahei Adanu Yo Yo Aheda Wanu Heyo Eloheinu Elohei Avoteinu Tzadikim anachnu v'lo chatanu Aval anachnu v'avoteinu chatanu. Please stand. And each time you see a reddish letter. You hit your chest, your over your heart. Don't do it so hard that you hurt yourself. But wake yourself up. It is to wake, to break the stone of your heart. It's why you are hitting your heart. Asham nu begad nu gazal nu dibar nu dofi. Evi nu vehirshanu zad nu chames nu tapal nu sheker yats nu rakai sav nu lats nu marad nu. Mi atznu sararnu, avinu pashanu, sararnu kishinu oref. Page 23, rashenu shichatnu, tiavnu tainu titanu, sarnu mimitzvotecha. Umi mishpatecha hatovim, velo shawalanu, viata tzadik, o kol habalenu, ki emet asita, vianachnu hirshanu. On page 23, asei lema'an. Follow the order of the alphabet. And remember, whenever you do something that follows the order of the alphabet, you are putting your life in order. And the way you put your life in order is to begin with the cleansing. El Rahum Shemecha, El Chanun Shemecha, Banu Nikra Shemecha. Adonai Yohei Wahei Adanu Yo Yohei Dawanu Hei Yo Ase Leman Shemecha Ase Leman Imitat Amitach Ase Leman Beritach Ase Leman Gatach Betifartach Ase leman datach, ase leman hodach, ase leman hodach, ase leman biudach, ase leman zikra, page 24, ase leman chazdach, ase leman tuvach, ase leman yichudach. Ase lema'an kevodah, ase lema'an limudah, ase lema'an malkutah, ase lema'an nitzach, ase lema'an sodah, ase lema'an uzah, ase lema'an peirach, ase lema'an tzikatah, ase lema'an kedushatah. Ase lema'an rachamanuta, ase lema'an shekinata, ase lema'an torata, ase lema'an ohavecha, shochnei afar, ase lema'an Abraham, Yitzhak v'Yakov, ase lema'an Moshe v'Acharon. Ase lema'an David u'Shlomo, ase lema'an Yerushalayim, ir kadshecha, ase lema'an Tzion. Page 25. Mishkan kivodecha, ase lema'an Shimemot, eikalecha, ase lema'an Harisut. Mizbechecha, ase leman harugim al shem kadshecha, ase leman tuvuchim al yehudecha, ase leman ba'e va'esh, Uvamayim malkidushe mecha aselman yoneke shadayim shelochadu aselman gemule halav shelopashu aselman tinokot kel beit rabban aselman im lo lemanenu aselman vehoshienu. Page 26, the Anenu. Anenu Adonai Yohe Wahe Adanu Yo Yo Aheda Wanu Hei Yo. Anenu Anenu Eloheinu Anenu Anenu Avinu Anenu Anenu Borenu Anenu Anenu Goalenu Anenu Anenu Dorshenu Anenu Anenu Hael Haneman Anenu Anenu Atik Vechasid Anenu Anenu Zachvi Ashar Anenu Anenu Chai Wikayam Anenu Anenu Tovu Metiv Anenu Anenu Yodea Yetzer Anenu Anenu Kovesh Keasim Anenu Anenu Lovesh Tzedakot Anenu Anenu melech malke hamlachim anenu. Anenu norav nishkav anenu. Anenu soleach umochel anenu. Anenu one be'etzara anenu. Anenu pode umatzil anenu. Page 27. Anenu tzadik v'yashar anenu Anenu karov l'korav anenu Anenu shomea el evyonim Anenu Anenu tomech temimim Anenu Anenu Elohei avoteinu anenu Anenu Elohei Avraham Anenu Anenu Pochad Yitzhak Anenu Anenu Avir Yaakov Anenu Anenu Magen David Anenu Anenu Ezrat Ashvatim Anenu Anenu Mishkav Imachot Anenu, Anenu, O Nebe et Ratzon, Anenu, Anenu Rachum Bechanun, Anenu, Mishe Anale Avraham Avinu, Behar Hamoria, Uya Anenu, Mishe Anale Tzak, no, Kishene kad algabe amizbea Uya anenu Mishe anali Yaakov Beitel uya anenu Mishe anali Yotsef Beit ha-asurim Uya anenu Mishana le avotenu, al yam suhu ya anenu. Page 28. Mishana le Moshe, bechorev hu ya anenu. Mishana le acharon, bamachta hu ya anenu. Mishana le finchas bekumo bitoch Aidahuya Anenu Mishanali Oshua Bigilgahuya Anenu Mishanali Shmu Elbemitspa Uya Anenu Mishanali Davidu Shlomo No Birushalayim Uya Anenu Mishanali Eliyahu Bahar HaKarmel Huya Anenu Mishanali Elisha Biricho Huya Anenu Mishanali Ona Bimehadaga Huya Anenu Mishana Hiskiyahu Melech Yehuda Bechal Yohuya Anenu Mishanal Hachananya Mishael V'Azarya B'toch B'kivshan Ha'esh Uya Anenu Mishanal Daniel Begov Page 29 Ha'arayod Uya Anenu Mishanal Mardechai V'Esther B'shushan Chavira Uya Anenu Mishana Ezra Bagola Uya Anenu Mishana Lekol HaTzadikim V'HaChasidim L'Hatmimim V'Haisharim Uya Anenu Rachamana De'Aneli Aniye Anenan Rachamana De'Aneli Tvire Liba Anenan Rachamana De'Aneli Makike Rucha Anenan Rachamana Anenan Rachamana Rachamana Perot Rachamana Sheziv Rachamana Rachemalan Hashta Be'agala Uvizban Karin Page 30 Atanu lechalot banecha Ki chesed ve'emet yikadmu v'anecha na'al tevishenu na'al teshivenu rekam milfanecha shlach lanu shlach lanu yeshua v'rachamim mimonecha Atanu levakesh mimcha pakapara Iyoma winora mishkav leito Batsara techayenu Techanenu shimcha nikra Shlach lanu Shlach lanu Yeshua v'rachamim mimonecha Page 31. Please stand. El melech yoshev al kisei rachamim mitnahek v'chasidut mochel avonod amo ma'avir rishon rishon marve v'chila v'chatayim ve'uslicha befoshim ose tzadakodim ko basar varuah lo chiratam pigmo el horeta lanu lomar shelo sezre zechor lanu hayom Berit Shelos Ezrei, Shemoshe Hodata Le'ena Mikedem Kemoshe Katu Ve'yered Adonayo Hewahe Adanu Yo Yo Aheda Wanu Heyo Ve'enan Vaidyatse Vimosham Vaikra B'Shem Adonayo Hewahe Adanu Yo Yo Aheda Wanu Heyo. Page 32. Yavor Adonai Yohewahe Adanu Yo Yohahe Dawanu Heyo Alpana Veikra Adonai Yohewahe Adanu Yo Yohahe Dawanu Heyo Adonai Yohewahe Adanu Yo Yohahe Dawanu Heyo El Rahum Bechanun, Erech Apayim Berav Chesed, Vemet, Noter Chesed Lalafim, Nose Awon Wafesha, Vechat Adav Nake, Vesalach Dala Avoneinu, Unchatateinu, Unchaltanu. Listen for the shofar. It's time to wake up by putting down your head on your left forearm. Make sure there's no garment between your forehead and your left forearm. Vayomer David el Gad. Tzar li meod, nifla na biyad Adonai, Yohewahe Adanu yo, Yohahe dawanu heyo. Ki rabim rachamav, uvyad adam el epola, rachum bechanun chatati lifanecha. Adonai Yohewahe Adanu Yo Yohahe Dawanu Heyo Male Rachamim Rachem Alai V'Kabel Tachanunai Adonai Yohewahe Adanu Yo Yohahe Dawanu Heyo Al Pi Apcha Toki Cheni Yabachamatha Yasraini Paneni Adonai Yohewahe Adanu Yo Yohaheda Wanu Heyo Kium Lalani Rifaini Adonai Yohewahe Yohewahe Adanu Yo Yohaheda Wanu Heyo Ki nivhalu atzamai, v'nafshi nivhala meot, v'yata Adonai Yohewahe, Adanu yo, Yohahe dawanu heyo. Ad matai shuva Adonai, Yohewahe Adanu yo, Yohewahe Adanu yo. Yohahe dawanu heyo. Altsanavshi, Hoshi eini lima'an hazdecha. Vishol mi yodelach. Page 34. Yegati bi'anchati. Asche bekol laila mitati, dimati arsi amte, ashamika aseni, atka bekol tzorerai, tzuru mimeni, kol poale awin, kishama adonai, Yohewahe, Ad Yishama. Adonai Yohe Wahe Adanu Yo. Yo Ahe Dawanu Heyo. Techinati Adonai Yohe Wahe. Adanu Yo. Yo Ahe Dawanu Heyo. Tefilati Yika. Yev Shuvi Bahalu. Meod kola yevai, yashuvu yevoshu raga. Bottom of page 34 is the Shomer Yisrael. Shomer Yisrael, Shemor She'erit Yisrael, Yal Yovad Yisrael. Aumrim Shema Yisrael, Shomer Goy Echad, Shemor She'erit, Am Echad, V'al Yovad, Goy Echad, Ham Yachadim, Shimcha, page 35, Adonai Yohe Wahe, Adanu Yo, Yoahe Dawanu Heyo, Eloheinu Adonai Yohe Wahe Adanu Yo Yo Ahe Dawanu Heyo Echad Shomer Goy Kadosh Shemor She'erit Am Kadosh Yal Yovad Goy Kadosh Am Shalshim B'Shalosh Kedushot L'Kadosh Mitratze berachamim, umitpayes betachanunim, itratze vehitpayes, ledorani ki enozer, avinu malkeinu, chaneinu vianeinu, ki en banu maasim. Masei manu bedaka behesed behoshi enu. Page 36. V'anachnu lo neda manase ki alecha einenu. Adonai Yohe Wahe Adanu Yo Yoahe Dawanu Heyo Wahasadecha Ki Meolam Chema Yehi Chazdecha Adonai Yohe Wahe Adanu Yo Yoahe Dawanu Heyo Aleinu Kasher Yichalnu Lach Alti Skar Lanu Avonod Rishonim Maher Yikadmunu Rachamecha Kidalonu Meod Chanenu Adonai Yohe Wahe Adanu Yo Yoahe Dawanu Heyo Chanenu Kirav Savanu Vuz berogez rachem tizkor kihu Yada yitzreinu zachur ki afar anachnu Ezreinu Elohei yishenu Al divar kivot shemecha v'hatzileinu v'kaper al Chatoteinu Leman Shemecha. Page 37. We will say the abridged Kaddish. It Kadav, it Kadash Shemei Rabba. We all say Amen. Bialma divra kirute viam lich malchute bechayechon uveyomechon uvechaye tikol beit Yisrael ba'agala uvizman kariv itbarach ishtabach itbar vitromam vitnase vitadar Itale vitalal shemedekucha le'ela min ko birkata v'shirata tushbechata v'nechemata da'amiran v'yalma yeheshlama rabba min shamaya v'chaim aleinu v'yal kol Yisrael v'imru amen. O se shalom bimromau, u yase shalom aleinu, v'yal kol Yisrael, v'imru amen. And that is the end of the Slichot, but not yet the end. The end is Psalm 27.
Le David Adonai Yohei Wahei Adanu Yo Yo Wahei Dawanu Hei Yo O Rivei Shimi Mira Adonai Yohei Wahei Adanu Yo Yo Wahei Dawanu Hei Yo Maos haye mi mi efad. Bikrov alai mereim leekol et basari. Sarai veyovaili. Hei makashlu visat nafalu. Im tachane alai machane. Lo yira libi im takum alai milchama. Zod ani goteach, achat shalti meet Adonai Yohei Wahei Adanu Yo. Yo Wahei Dawanu Hei Yo, O Tambek Avakesh. Shivti bevet Adonai Yohei Wahei Adanu Yo. Yo Wahei Dawanu Hei Yo. Kol Yemei Chayei Lechatzot Ba'o Noam. Adonai Yohei Wahei Adanu Yo. Yo Wahei Dawanu Hei Yo. Uvaker Behei Kalo. Ki yitzpeneni besuko, yomra yasti reini, beseter achalo betzur yeromemeni. Viata yarum roshi al yavai, sevivotai viezbecha, viahalo zivheterua. Ashira v'azamra l'Adonai Yohei Wahei Adanu Yo Yo Wahei Dawanu Hei Yo Shema Adonai Yohei Wahei Adanu Yo Yo Wahei Dawanu Hei Yo Koli Echra v'chaneni wa'aneni Lecha amar libi bakshu panai. Et panecha Adonai Yohei Wahei Adanu Yo. Yo Wahei Dawanu Hei Yo. Avakesh al taster panecha mimeni alchat. Ve'ach avdecha ezrati chayita al tisheni v'al te'azveni avivimi azavuni vadonayo hewahe adanuyo yoahe dawandu heyo ya aspeni horeni adonayo hewahe adanuyo yoahe dawandu heyo Arkeha unheini, Beorachmi shor lima anshorerai, Altitneini benefesh sari, Ikamu bi ede sheker, Vipea, Hamas lule haemanti. Lirafitu vadonayo hewahe adanu yo yo ahe dawanu heyo eretz chaim kawe el adonayo hewahe adanu yo yo ahe dawanu heyo chazak v'yametz libecha v'kawe Adonayo hewahe adanu yo yo ahe dawanu heyo. We are complete with the slicha, the slichot, the cleansing for today. Does anybody have any questions? Is anybody still with us?
Yes. I'm with
yes.
you.
I'm here. Yes. Yes. Yes.
May you all have a beautiful week. Shavua Tov.
Thank you, Hannah.
You too. Shavua Tov. You too. Shavua Tov.
Shavua Tov. Thank you.
Shalom Gadol to all.
Shalom.